Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping into something pretty exciting in the mobile tech world.
Yeah, we're looking at these newly leaked details about Xiaomi's upcoming chip, the XRENZO1.
Right, the XRM1, basically the engine for their next generation of smartphones.
Exactly. And our goal today, is to unpack what this really means. We want to look past just the raw specs.
So, figure out how it stacks up against the competition, like the big Snapdragon chip.
Precisely. And also, what's Xiaomi's strategy here? Why build their own chip like this? And ultimately, what could it mean for the phone you might buy next year?
Okay. And we're basing this on a recent article that seems to have gotten a hold of some alleged benchmark scores and specs.
That's the one. So let's get started. The official reveal is set for May 22nd.
Just days away, really.
Right. And the first thing that jumps out is this claim of 19 billion transistors packed into this chip.
19 billion, that sounds like a lot.
It is. It's a huge number. Think of transistors as the tiny switches doing the work. More switches, potentially much more power.
Okay.
It suggests a big leap in capability, maybe for things like AI processing or, high-end gaming.
And it's built on a new process.
Yes, that's the other big news. It's supposedly using a second-generation 3-nanometer process,
Yeah.
likely from TSMC.
3 nanometers. Now, for those of us not living in a fabrication plant, how small is 3 nanometers, really?
Incredibly small. We're talking dimensions close to atomic scale. It's the absolute cutting edge right now.
So this puts Xiaomi in the same playground as what? Apple's next chips? Qualcomm's best.
Exactly. The A19, the Snapdragon 8 Elite, MediaTek's Dimensity 9400 series, they're all expected to be on similar 3-nanometer tech.
That's interesting because weren't the early rumors suggesting maybe 4 millimeter, a slightly less advanced tech?
They were, yeah. So jumping straight to 3-nanometer, assuming this leak is accurate, is quite a statement. It's ambitious.
A bold move, potentially catching some competitors off guard.
Could be. It signals they're not messing around. Now, how does this translate to actual speed? The leaks give us some clues.
Right, the benchmarks, what are they saying?
Well, the chip apparently has a 10-core CPU design, and the leaked numbers suggest it's pretty powerful. Both in single-core tasks,
Like launching an app quickly.
yeah, general responsiveness, and also multi-core, which is more for like heavy lifting, video editing, complex calculations, that sort of thing.
And the comparison point seems to be the Snapdragon 8 Elite. How close does it get?
The article claims it's only about 7% slower in multi-core tests, which, if true, is, well, it's really close. Barely noticeable in many real-world scenarios, probably.
Okay. And there was a specific benchmark result mentioned. Geekbench 6.
Yeah, a listing popped up though, apparently hard to verify now for a Xiaomi device. Model number 2042PN24C. It showed a 2 plus 4 plus 2 plus 2 core
Two
configuration.
plus four plus two plus two.
Yeah.
What does that structure usually tell us? Performance, efficiency.
It's a common approach trying to balance both. You usually get two very high performance cores for intense bursts.
Sprint.
Kind of, yeah. Then maybe four medium cores for most tasks, and then two really low power efficiency cores for background stuff, just sipping power.
Got it. A tiered system.
Exactly. And the leak suggests the fastest core, maybe ARM's new Cortex X925 design, is running at a very high 3.9 gigahertz.
Whoa, 3.9 gigahertz. That's
Yeah.
higher than expected, right? Wasn't 3.2 gigahertz rumored before?
It was. So that's a significant clock speed bump, if accurate. Might explain the strong performance numbers.
So, what were the actual scores in that leak?
Around 2,709 for single core and 8,125 for multi-core.
Okay, and how does that compare? The article mentioned another Xiaomi phone, the 15 Pro.
Right, presumably running a different, maybe slightly more mature chip. That one scored higher, 3,119 single and 9,673 multi.
So the XRing A01 is a bit behind that specific comparison, maybe 4% in multi-core based on those numbers.
Yeah, but still, being within that kind of range of another top-tier chip, especially for a first-gen high-end effort like this, is pretty impressive.
It definitely suggests they're aiming high.
Which leads us to the bigger question: why is Xiaomi even doing this? What's the strategic thinking?
It feels like more than just wanting a fast chip, right? This seems like a bigger play.
Oh, absolutely. This is about Xiaomi wanting to, control its own destiny more, reducing reliance on Qualcomm and MediaTek.
Gives them more leverage, maybe more control over supply.
Exactly. Supply chain security is huge, but also cost. Making these advanced chips gets more expensive all the time.
So developing their own, even though it's a massive investment upfront,
could potentially help them keep their flagship phone prices competitive in the long run, gives them flexibility.
okay, but there are differences in how they're making this chip compared to, say, Qualcomm,
Right.
right? The article mentions core design.
That's a really key point. Unlike Qualcomm's Snapdragon 8 Elite, which uses their custom Oryon CPU cores,
they designed those themselves, based on ARM's architecture.
Correct. Xiaomi, with the XRN A1, seems to be using ARM's latest off-the-shelf designs, like the Cortex X925 we mentioned.
So they're licensing the blueprints directly from ARM rather than designing the core microarchitecture from scratch.
That appears to be the case, yes. They're leveraging ARM's designs, but integrating them into their own system on chip. It's a faster way to get to market with high performance.
But maybe less room for unique differentiation down the line compared to a fully custom core.
Potentially, yes. And it also raises questions about efficiency. To get that performance, pushing clock speeds and using multiple high-power cores
might lead to higher power consumption. Maybe more heat.
It's a potential concern, yeah. Something that needs careful management in the final product. Battery life is always critical.
And what about that confusion over the core counts? We talked about 2 plus 4 plus 2 plus 2, but wasn't there an earlier rumor of 1 plus 3 plus 4?
There was. That kind of inconsistency happens a lot with pre-release info.
So different versions being tested, or maybe just inaccurate leaks?
Could be either. Or maybe different tiers of the chip planned. It just means we should treat these leaks with, you know, a grain of salt until the official launch.
Always good advice. The article also briefly touched on geopolitics, suggesting the 3-nanometer choice was maybe bolder than expected.
Yeah, it hinted that maybe the earlier 4-millimeter speculation was tied to Xiaomi perhaps wanting to avoid potential scrutiny, maybe from the U.S. government.
Ah, related to advanced semiconductor tech controls.
Possibly. So, going with 3-nanometers, if true, suggests they're ready to compete head-on, regardless of those kinds of pressures.
Okay, quite a lot to digest there. Let's try and sum up the key takeaways for you listening.
Well, the main thing is Xiaomi's XRN01 looks like a genuinely serious effort in the high-end chip space.
Using that advanced 3-nanometer tech, ARM's latest cores.
And achieving performance based on these leaks, at least, that's really nipping at the heels of the established leaders like Snapdragon.
Yeah, that's the big surprise for me, the aha moment, maybe.
Yeah.
Even without fully custom CPU cores like Qualcomm.
Right.
Xiaomi's focus on leading-edge manufacturing and clever integration seems to be getting them into that top performance bracket.
It really shows there's more than one way to build a powerful mobile chip. It's a major strategic shift for Xiaomi, aiming for more self-sufficiency.
Definitely. Which brings us to a final thought to leave you with.
Yeah, think about this. With Xiaomi stepping up its chip game so significantly, how might this shake things up?
How could it push competitors like Qualcomm, MediaTek, maybe even Apple, to innovate differently or adjust their pricing?
And could we see more phone makers trying to go down this path? What does it mean for the pace of innovation and maybe the cost of the tech that ends up in your pocket?
Something to ponder. It's certainly going to be fascinating to watch unfold.